Hello and welcome along to our quick fire episode for electric vehicles, where your questions are answered. And I'm delighted on this occasion to be joined by Fergus Sharkey, Head of Business Supports and Transport at the SEAI. Fergus, here's your first starter for 10. How does the maintenance of an electric vehicle compare to a petrol or diesel model?
Well, for an electric vehicle, you will have much lower maintenance. So there's obviously a lot less moving parts. There's no oil to be changed. There's no filters to be changed. So maintenance will be cheaper. And also you'll go a lot longer on a set of brakes and brake discs because the electric motor brakes the vehicle in the main. So you don't have to replace the brakes and brake discs maybe for at least 80,000 kilometres. You get much longer than an internal combustion engine from
them. Good to know. All right. Now, the most common question I think that is asked all of the time is what type of electric vehicle should somebody buy? A purely electric, a plug-in hybrid or another type of hybrid? What do you think?
I think for environmental reasons, a battery electric vehicle will have the greatest environmental gain over a standard petrol vehicle. A hybrid has, you know, it will be a bit more efficient than a standard vehicle, but there's, you know, it's still running off petrol in the main. A plug-in hybrid can be quite beneficial if you have a lot of short journeys, say just a short commute or a school drop-off, and the odd long journey. If you're just doing regular long journeys in a plug-in hybrid, it will be no better for the environment or your pocket than a standard petrol vehicle. And a battery electric vehicle is the one where you'll be able to charge at home. All your driving will be done by electricity, and that's the most environmentally friendly, but also the lowest cost for running.
So it depends on your personal circumstances then and how you plan your journeys throughout the week. Now, what supports are available from a financial point of view if somebody is moving to an electric vehicle?
For new vehicles, there is a grant from SEAI. There's a VRT rebate from the state, and there's a grant for your home charge point. For secondhand EVs, there's a grant for your home charge point as well.
What is the secondhand market like? And you know, would people be advised to start with a secondhand vehicle if they can't afford a new?
Yeah, so obviously a lot of new vehicles have been grant-aided over the last number of years, of the order of about 110,000 electric vehicles in Ireland. At the moment, about 3,000 of them are for sale secondhand on Done Deal as of today. So it's a good opportunity to get an electric vehicle, bearing in mind that the less you're paying, probably the less range you're getting. So if you know, as a second car, probably absolutely ideal. But you're going to be paying more if you're getting into those secondhand EVs that are akin to new EVs with 400 or 500 kilometre range.
Okay, now we have a question in which is about the price again. Can we see EVs coming down in price as time goes on?
Yeah, so there's a lot more choice on the market and pricing is reducing. Actually, I think just at the moment for 2-4-1 vehicles, for your 2024 vehicles, we're seeing a lot of discounting going on, a lot of reductions in pricing. There's a number of factors at play there. One is manufacturing capacity is increasing across the board. And the other is there's a lot of Chinese manufacturers entering the Irish market, 3 notably and more to come. And they're bringing very, very low cost EVs into the market, comparatively low cost. I think everybody looks at new vehicles and they're quite expensive, but comparatively, there are a lot of low costs.
Now, when we think of China, to some extent, we think of maybe environmental concerns not being top of their agenda. And part of that is to do with things like mining of rare earth minerals, which go into batteries. Where are we at on that? And is that something that people would be concerned about if they're buying an EV for eco-friendly reasons?
Yeah, I think so. So anytime we're extracting materials to build anything, obviously there's ethical concerns about how that's done. And the spotlight has shone on cobalt for electric vehicles over the last number of years. As a result, I think there's a lot of focus on improving the ethics of those mining activities. But what's happening now is a lot of manufacturers are moving away from cobalt in its entirety, which shows it can be done. But it is worth it bearing in mind that when we build anything, when we extract anything, we have to be very conscious about that there's fair and just supply chains for building those things.
Okay. And then finally, we have a question about, which is close to my own heart, how long will the battery last? And this feeds a little bit back into the secondhand market that we were talking about. Should people be worried about battery length?
I think if you're buying a new EV today, there's very little worry. Most of them are coming with 7 or 8 year warranties on the battery for 100,000 kilometers or more. So there's a lot of assurance there when you're buying a new EV or buying a secondhand one, as you will obviously retain that warranty. So the battery in the EV in general should last as long, if not longer, than what an internal combustion engine would last now. When you're going back to buying secondhand EVs, obviously we would recommend you get a battery test done as part of purchasing that vehicle. And there's a number of operators in Ireland who can do that for you. And that will give you some confidence around the remaining health in the battery, which will have degraded a little bit over time.
Good to know. All right. Well, Fergus Sharkey of the SAI, thank you very much for that quickfire round of your questions answered. If you'd like to listen back to the full episode on EV cars, well, then, of course, it is available on the 180 Degrees podcast, along with all of the other episodes. So do tune in to that wherever you get your podcast from.